Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Well, if you've been reading the PNJ or watching Channel 3 or listening to News Radio in the last about 15 hours or so, you know that the sudden big new sort of scandal story has to do with the treatment of bodies by the medical examiner's office, or the claims about the treatment of bodies by the medical examiner's office from a couple of different funeral homes and letters that they apparently sent to the county commission. One of which dated March 9th, and the two others undated, laying out some pretty awful claims about the handling of bodies and the condition that they were sent to the funeral homes in. This all kind of came to light as a result of a post by Commissioner Jeff Burgosh on his blog, which basically starts out attacking me. It's kind of funny. He loves to say ridiculous things about me.
No, concentrate on your steak restaurant.
Exactly.
Leave us alone.
No, it's weird. It's just weird because we talked about the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office location on Monday.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And then now, 2 days later, we get the disclosure from Commissioner Burgosh about these claims against the medical examiner from the funeral homes that starts off about me. I'm like, well, so is this related to those claims? Or is this related to me or what? I don't know. It's just he's weird. Anyway, so the claims are that the medical examiner's office is doing a terrible job across the spectrum. You know, the staff are bad, the handling of bodies is bad, the timeliness, the holds, the changing of the reasons people die, all this stuff. I'm not going to get into the allegations particularly because, and here I actually agree with what Commissioner Burgosh said on his in his post, is unverified, and you don't let the one side make all the allegations and then not let the other side respond. That's good news reporting. Of course, one would ask, well, but you posted all of this and you know that news organizations are going to request the documents, and so they're going to do your dirty work for you, I guess. I don't know. It's just weird. The whole situation's weird. I talked yesterday with Dan Schebler, with Domes, and of course Channel 3 also talked with him, and see if we can get him on the show this morning. I didn't ask him yesterday, and I know he'll come on. I just, you know, I'm working on getting a time schedule for him. But this is bad if what they're saying is true. But, Candy, you've read the letters, and you have a background in this area. You studied to be a funeral director.
And not in the state of Florida, but in upstate New York, yes. I studied for 2 years to become a funeral director, so I know a little bit about what's going on. But
yeah, so you read the claims in all of their, and unfortunately, very
gory detail.
There
were letters from three separate funeral homes.
Right.
And I know one of the funeral directors personally, and I know their good character.
So when you read this, first of all, are the claims plausible as things that funeral homes are actually encountering?
Yes.
Okay. Are they sound really bad to me as a layman.
Right.
There
was one that sounded, I without going into detail, sounded a little bit too much because I don't
like
see
over
how
the top.
That could, a little over the top because I don't see how that could happen. But the rest of the claims, I could see.
And so let's imagine that the claims are largely accurate. I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying imagine that's the case. Would it be the byproduct of breakdowns and failures in the medical examiner's office specifically, or would it be breakdowns and failures in the medical examiner's office due to the limited facilities, the problematic facility, and the short staffing that everybody's experiencing? Is it which of those makes more sense to you having read the claims?
I would say the second one. I know it's a busy thing. Can I not talk about the letters?
I mean, you can say whatever you want. You know news as well as I do.
Okay, and I'm going to gloss over it just to be respectful of other people. One of the things that they said, and it could easily happen, one of the things for a funeral director is not to be a medical examiner, obviously, but sometimes you do find out the cause of death. Like one time, one guy was pricked in the back of his tailbone with a pin, and it caused a leak, and that's what this embalming fluid, and then they found out this guy was poisoned. This is a long time ago. Not in the state of Florida. But one of the things they're saying is that there was a leak,
mm-hmm, right.
You know, and some because of the stuff hasn't
bodies
been,
have fluids, had,
right? And bodies do have fluids,
right?
But one of the other things they said was, "Gosh, I don't want to just upset anybody," but that they found, you know, gloves in the orifice, mm-hmm. Which how? I mean, that doesn't make any sense because if you are a funeral director, you're not cutting anything
you're not
open.
You're invading the body. That's already been done.
You're taking the body, the fluids out and putting a different kind of fluid in. And they are, one of the other things they had problems with, and it's probably because we have the one medical examiner here, right? I mean,
yeah,
there's just
for
one
the four
MA,
counties, one ME, that's right.
Which has to make all the decisions. So it's not going to be like, oh, boom, this is the cause of death. Boom, this is the cause of death, you know? And I think that they're sometimes that's what the holdup is because they, and then the funeral directors, of course, are upset because, man, they still have to hold these bodies. They can't do the service. They can't do the cremation until the cause of death is determined. So I do think that there is a backup, but I do think there's something to these letters.
When you read all of this, does it sound like it's strictly about these issues that have been ongoing for a long time and the complaints happen to arise now when we're in the middle of this fairly controversial conversation about where to build the new facility? Or does it read to you like these are allegations that are being brought to light now with some embellishment or maybe, over-the-top language as a part of that conversation and an interest by funeral homes in where the location of the office is?
I think, I don't know. The only part to me that
is
was...
Is it coincidence? Is the timing coincidence?
I don't know if the timing is coincidence or not.
Okay.
I think that maybe, well... Yeah, I think the timing is coincidence because they probably thought, well, maybe we can't do anything. But and it sounds to me, honestly, just from what I can read, maybe it was somebody that just didn't cross their I's and T's when they were helping out the medical examiner, because I can't imagine a medical examiner doing that or leaving something like that or not finishing.
Where she may not even know that any of this stuff happened.
Right, and by the way, that's two or three things happen, it's going to be like, oh my God, the medical exam. Just like a Wendy's or a Burger King. I hate to admit it.
You think
that place rots because they didn't get my burger right. I'm not trying to say it like that. But
and by the way, that's one of the issues here is, you know, why to the county as opposed to the medical examiner's office? Because the medical examiner's office, Dan Schebler, says, you know, we didn't get this notice, and I'm willing to meet with anybody to talk about these problems. He says the characterizations are inaccurate to Channel 3 yesterday. And again, I'm going to, you know, and I talked to him a little bit yesterday as well. But we'll see if we can get a little bit more information. But, you know,
this
doesn't
sound like something they do. And I've written to the medical examiner's office too, because I don't joke. I would love to work there one day to, you know, help out. I realize I'm not a coroner or anything, but I haven't heard back either.
Right.
And I've written just as like a, hey, you know, we love you guys. Hope everything's going, nothing. And that's fine. Not that I know they legally have to respond to funeral directors, but I could see where somebody made Friday turns into a Monday and that's a 4-day weekend.
Right.
We don't hear back. And it's like, I hear you.
And that's what
you
it know? Seemed
Maybe
to me. It seemed like it was a
people.
Lot of different complaints across
a
lot of different topics.
Of the staff, honestly.
Which might be, you know, for,
maybe.
I mean, all kinds. It could be all legitimate.
Could be anything.
That's or could be exaggerated for what reason. I don't know. But that's there you go. That's kind of the story. Sorry, we're super late to traffic because you and I got talking about this. But go ahead and tell them about the roads.
Roads are fine. 437-1620. If you see an accident or slow down, sincerely, there's no problems going on. We do have a dense fog advisory in effect. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're getting ready to buy that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to buy cars. I went there originally they happened to be advertisers at News Radio before this, right? They've been, you know, Dave Ramsey's talked about them for years and years. That's not why I went there. They have great staff that treat you well. That's not why I went there. They have, frankly, good prices, and that's not why I went there, and all kinds of other things. I went there because of selection. They literally had a vehicle we were looking for that nobody else had. We called it our unicorn. That was kind of our inside joke. Man, we're never going to get to drive this vehicle, and we're going to need one soon. We didn't need it just yet. That's why we were looking to see what we would want to buy when we needed to get one. And they had one, so we drove it, just purely wanting to be sure that when time came, that'd be the car we'd want. We drove it. We liked it. They said, you want to look at a price, I guess. We're not buying a car yet. Oh, that's a good price. Can you come down a little bit? Yes. Can you give us a day? Yes. Can you come down a little bit more? Yes. Can we buy it? I mean, like, that's how it went, literally. So for us, it was selection. So when I talk about them having a lot of cars and trucks on the lot so that you can compare them side by side or maybe find something that's hard to find somewhere else, because even if they don't have it, they can probably go find it. That's one of the things that makes Frontier Motors what it is. And that's why we bought from them in the first place. They just had the car we wanted. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
Hey guys, I'm Nicole Stacy. There are more things to do in our area than you can even imagine. So who better to share the adventure of the Pensacola experience than the team at Visit Pensacola? Share with us your experience by using the hashtag ExperiencePeakOla. Go to visitpensacola.com and listen in Friday at 9:30 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
The tall ships are coming! The tall ships are coming! Tall Ships America is bringing its Tall Ships Challenge back to Pensacola April 27th through the 30th. Five tall ships will be available for on-deck tours, sailaways, and a variety of special events and festival festivities. Buy your tickets to the tall ships at tallshipspensacola.org. Let the tall ships take you back in time at tallshipspensacola.org. That's tallshipspensacola.org.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill? Join Compass Solar Energy today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we all navigate through the rising cost of energy. That's today at 10:30 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Stream online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
I felt a great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced. I fear something terrible has happened.
Yeah, it's called an EAS test at 3:45 in the morning. Ugh. That's what made millions of voices cry out in anguish and then go silent. Oh, man. So I was just looking at globaleas.org. That's this kind of, tells you when the EAS tests are supposed to go off. And they are scheduled for all kinds of places, all kinds of times. And the one for us was scheduled. Oh, you're going to hate this explanation, though. You ready for this? Mm. The reason you got woken up at 3:45 this morning is because there's an EAS, statewide EAS test scheduled for 4:50. You're like, well, that's an hour and 5 minutes early. Eastern time,
Four okay, it was still early, though.
4:50 to 5:50 Eastern time.
Still early.
And it came 5 minutes before that. And the reason it messed with us is because we're in Florida, but we're not in the Eastern time zone. And nobody knows this. We have lived with this. If you've lived in Florida your whole life, you know this. I've only lived here about 9 years, but I will tell you, it's the most annoying thing in the world.
Yeah. And how many times do you get people that don't believe you?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're making that up. People live in Florida don't know this, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people, you try to persuade somebody who's from Miami that it's actually an hour. No, it's not. What are you talking about? Like, they really don't even know a lot of them.
I know.
It's amazing. So, yeah, some doofus scheduled an EAS for 4:50 Eastern time, and we got it at 3:50. Now, the flip side of this is when I'm looking at the schedule, I will just tell you that some of these are scheduled for 2:40 in the morning.
Yeah, Pennsylvania has like a 12:30 a.m.
Arizona had one for 2:40 on the 12th. I mean, this
they
is
deserve it.
Why are they going on your phones at these crazy times? Daytime people. This is a cluster. I don't know. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And the roads are fine. Although, so what did somebody call it? I call it dense fog, and they called it, let's see.
Never mind.
I'm sorry. They had a joke, and I'm sorry. Intellectually not stimulated fog, something. It was funny. Anyway, fog. And not showing any
dense
slowdowns. Right. I know.
Gotcha.
I'm stupid and can't find it. 98 is clear from Navarre into Gulf Breeze, except for the fog. Pensacola, 3 mile bridge, not showing any delays either. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Mm-hmm. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy demanding conditions before raising the U.S. debt ceiling. Congress would need to raise the debt limit in coming months to avoid defaulting on the nation's debt. Yesterday on the House floor, McCarthy announced legislation that would cap spending at 1% per year. The White House says the borrowing limit must be raised with no conditions. Speaking of the White House, President Biden will be announcing more funding to speed up the global energy transition today when he convenes a global climate summit. The White House says he'll be announcing a $1 billion U.S. contribution to the Green Climate Fund that pays for low carbon and climate resistant projects in developing countries. And Alec Baldwin's movie Rust is going to resume filming today in Montana. Production of that movie was moved after cinematographer Halnya Hutchins was accidentally killed by that prop gun in New Mexico.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:28 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? Supreme Court pushing off the access for mepristone, or delaying the deletion or the not availability of it until Friday. So it's a weird one. It's weird. The Supreme Court doesn't normally act this way. So we'll find out maybe more on Friday after they have their conference Friday morning about whether they're going to hear an accelerated hearing on this or not. I would think they probably will. So what that means is you won't get a ruling per se. What you'll get is a ruling on the hold or not. And so it'll either be put into place or not based on what they decide at that time. That won't settle the actual issue. That's got to wait for years to work its way through the court, as these things often do. 437-1620. Meanwhile, we're in debt ceiling standoff time, like some, you know, Western, you know, at the OK Corral. You've got Speaker McCarthy says, we'll give you a $1.5 trillion debt increase, and we'll put the conversation about the debt limit right in the heart of the 2024 political season for the presidency, which is maybe where that conversation should happen, you know, while it's on people's minds. The trade-off is, you know, you got to give us a bunch of stuff. You got to cap spending, you got to roll back spending, you got to, you know, for not Medicare, not Social Security, and not military, but for everything else, you got to, you know, push these things back. And to me, this is, I agree with what they're trying to do, but I don't think it's politically a starter because, you know, the Senate in the control of the Democrats and the White House, they're like, no. So now it's going to be a question of who blinks. I mean, that's where we're headed. There doesn't seem to be an actual solution on the horizon that either side is willing to accept. So we're getting pretty close to bumping up against that limit. And, you know, even with the extraordinary measures already having been taken. So what's going to happen between now and the potential shutdown? I don't know. Neither do you. I don't think Biden knows. I don't think, you know, Schumer knows. And I don't think McCarthy knows. So we'll know when we know. It's not a good way to govern a country. David Wayne, what do you have coming up, sir?
Project Pickles on the agenda for next week. We'll tell you about it right after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The reports of people trapped in tornado-damaged homes in Oklahoma. At least two people are killed in the town of Cole. Becca Ingram manages a pizza place in Shawnee, Oklahoma, and led people into a walk-in freezer.
People were starting to get a little frantic, and I was like, it's okay, calm down. There's 3 feet of concrete. We're good. This is the safest place to be on the block.
Those storms also hit Kansas and Iowa. A vote's expected next week on a House Republican bill to raise the nation's debt ceiling.
House Speaker McCarthy says his bill would simultaneously cut federal spending.
Would responsibly raise the debt limit into next year and provide more than $4.5 trillion in savings.
The White House today issuing a statement blaming so-called extreme MAGA Republicans with holding the American economy hostage and playing economic brinksmanship.
Fox's Jack Callahan in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 60 degrees. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola. Again, we do have a dense fog advisory until 9 o'clock this morning. Looks like that is starting to clear now. Next week, Mayor D.C. Reeves will be asking the Pensacola City Council to finally approve the lease agreement for Project Pickle. Now, according to the proposal, warehouse number 4 at the Port of Pensacola would be rehabbed into 15 modular courts. Those courts could house pickleball, basketball, or volleyball.
Just having a 45,000 square foot facility, you know, you could think of a lot of uses, be it conventions, things like that, that this building would have the capability of filling a need for us in the community.
And Reeves says under the agreement, Warehouse 4 Sports would invest $2 million into the building. They would also pay the city $26,000 lease fee per year that could increase based on inflation. A local environmental activist accused of hitting a man with her truck, Dr. Gloria Horning, was arrested this week. An arrest report says she hit a man that was cleaning a neighbor's driveway. According to the report, Dr. Horning approached the man as he was cleaning the neighbor's driveway and told him to move so she could park. He reportedly refused and said he was working. Dr. Horning then accused of telling the worker she knew how to make him move and bumping into him with her truck. The worker was not hurt, but did decide to press charges. Horning was booked into the Escambia County Jail and released on a $1,000 bond on Monday. Florida voters are going to get the ultimate say on whether school board elections turn into partisan races in the future.
Yesterday, the Florida Senate voted 29-11 to place the issue on the 2024 ballot. If passed, the proposal would do away with the requirement that school board candidates run without party labels. Opponents say that school board elections shouldn't be politicized. However, supporters have argued that it would lead to full transparency elections. Partisan elections could begin in Florida in 2026.
That's News Radio's Joe Ford reporting. An Escambia County man is accused of having sex with a mentally defective person. Robert Morado was arrested on sexual battery charges related to the case this week. The incident reportedly happened in January. Investigators say Morado met the victim and they went to a home. Deputies say the victim was unable to appraise the nature of conduct and consent to the action. Morado reportedly told deputies he believed that person to be, quote, a little slow but competent. He's now being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail. Another big step towards a future General Chappie James Memorial near Three Mile Bridge. Florida Power and Light yesterday donating $50,000 towards the project. Foundation officials tell Channel 3 just how important this memorial is for our area.
He was an outstanding American. We need to do everything we can to teach our children and the community at large about his contributions, his sacrifices, and his inspiration to the community through his own personal efforts.
That is Chris Dosev, the General Chappie James Memorial Foundation chairman. The foundation reportedly has raised about half of the $2 million they need to build that memorial. Once completed, it'll have a statue and it'll also have a plane that was flown by General Chappie James. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing out there?
Not much right now. We're not showing any slowdowns or accidents. It looks like everything is running smoothly. Not showing any problems on 29. It's clear down to the split at Pace Palafox. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, you can text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Beautiful day in store today with plenty of sunshine, high near 81 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. For your Friday, beautiful weather continues with a high near 77, partly sunny skies with a 10% chance of a stray shower. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 63. We will be seeing some rain Friday night into Saturday morning with a 50% chance of rain Saturday morning. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And bring on that beautiful weather. Right now, 60 degrees. The sun shining here in Pensacola. We do still have a dense fog advisory. That's going to be in effect until 9. 60 in Pensacola, 62 in Gulf Breeze, 55 in Milton. Your next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. IBM shares are up about 2% in pre-market trading after Big Blue topped earnings estimates and software sales expectations and played up the efficiency of its own AI while axing thousands of jobs. IBM reported first quarter net income of $927 million, up from $733 million a year ago. IBM, which now receives about three-quarters of its revenue from tech services, reported its revenue barely rose to $14.25 billion. The company also says artificial intelligence is way on its way to replacing humans for clerical, white-collar work. Bed Bath & Beyond is preparing a bankruptcy filing for as early as this weekend, as its falling stock price makes it nearly impossible to raise enough capital to avert default. The embattled retailer recently said it needed to raise $300 million from share sales by April 26 to stay out of Chapter 11. Given the stock's closing price Wednesday of 46 cents, they face long odds to raise that amount. Your money now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The Pete Moore Imports lineup of Volkswagen crossovers and SUVs will fit your lifestyle and your particular budget, whether a Taos, Tiguan, or Atlas. Pete Moore offers you smart choices, starting with the 2023 VW Taos. This sporty crossover is a joy to drive and is packed with technology. Right now, a 2023 Taos SE is discounted to start from $31,439. The 2023 Tiguan SE comes with third-row seating, modern looks, and cargo capacity to hold plenty. It's discounted to start from $32,899. And for the ultimate comfort and more than enough room for your family, friends, and furry companions, the VW Atlas is built for adventure. The 23 Atlas SE with technology now from $41,599. Pete Moore Imports has the selection and prices you've been searching for. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
News Radio Pensacola is your source for informative, local, dependable news and talk. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay gets you a breakdown of the local issues from the county commission meetings to new developments. Pep Talk gets you local expert opinions on everything from gardens to HVAC. Brian Kilmeade interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola Right Now infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Wes Moreno is the county administrator for Escambia County. He joins us on Thursdays at this time. Hey, Wes, welcome back to the program, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It is great to be here this morning.
Great to be with you. I love that request, by the way. Love that album. Great album by Tom Petty. So well done, sir. You and I are music cousins, I think. So I always appreciate that. All right, we're going to start with the most important news of the day. Why in God's green earth did we get an EAS test at 3:45 this morning? That's the only thing anybody cares about right now.
I don't know. I had two phones and a television.
So it was going off.
I was wide awake after that. I've been awake ever since.
But this was a statewide thing. It's not scheduled by you. You don't have control over it. This is just basically,
That's right.
It sucks to be us today, right?
That's it. Get an early start. So.
Everybody gets an early start. By the way, if you think of it as good news, the good news is that some places had it at 2 a.m. and 3 a.m., you know, 1 a.m. I mean, like, it's all over the time. I don't understand, and I want the phone number of the people responsible. But, okay, we'll move on. one of the things that you and I talked a little bit about last week when it was kind of, you know, developing was this issue of beach access on Perdido. And Commissioner Bragash, who had brought some of this to light with the deeds and the public records request that showed maybe 75 feet of access for the public along the waterfront, on the south side of the property, basically, on some of these parcels on Perdido Key. He's also now said that it looks like some of that is not true anymore based on some subsequent decisions. I know you guys have been working on this to figure out what's going on. What can you tell us you've found so far?
Yeah, so the attorney's office has been neck deep in it and been researching a lot of research. We haven't found anything west of the state park. So far, and then they're still running down some things east of State Park, and so it'll take another week or so before we really know what we know. But some of it's looking a little bit iffy at the moment. But we'll see how it turns out here in about a week, maybe 2 weeks. But
okay.
they're researching as hard as they can. And we'll just see how it turns out.
All right, so west of the state park looks like does not have this. East of the state park, we're not sure. And this is kind of what I had said when the news first came out is, okay, it looks like this, but let's wait for, you know, it's been this way for 50 years. You know, maybe we can hold off a week or two
before we
judge exactly what's going to happen. And I appreciate you guys are working on that. One of the other things that, and we've been talking about this quite a bit, but now with the allegations leveled yesterday, well, not leveled yesterday, one of the letters actually came back in March, but brought to light yesterday about allegations against the District 1 Medical Examiner's office, which comes in the context of we're also having this conversation about where the new office is going to be located. Why did they write to you guys at the county, and what have you guys been doing since you got these notices 6 weeks ago?
I'm not sure why they sent them in. I guess they heard, you know, of course, there's been a lot of discussion about the medical examiner, a lot of angst here in Escambia County with the board. And I know there's different thoughts and different ideas about mainly where the office is located or the new office will be located. And so I don't know if they just picked up on that and decided, you know, hey, while they're going to have this discussion, we're going to send these things and send these letters and make them aware of some other things. And so I'm not sure how it all plays out. I know Dan Schiebler is, you know, he's been talking to the media, doing some interviews and some things. And Andrew, I'll be honest with you, I don't know where the Dome's discussion goes.
Okay.
I met with Commissioner Coley yesterday afternoon. He goes, what are we going to do? I said, well, y'all decide. Y'all tell me what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so then, you know, Craig Coffey over in Okaloosa seems to be kind of a little bit of a voice of reason in the mix. But I'm not really sure how it ends up. I know there's a strong, strong proponent for the main ME office to remain here in Escambia County. I think we have the you know, the most, I hate to say it, the most bodies, if you will,
right,
here in Escambia County. And then we think it makes more sense for it to be here in Escambia County. So, That's kind of how I see the board tracking, but how it finally ends up, I don't know. I know Commissioner Bender is also trying to be the voice of reason and bring together an olive branch, if you will, with the other counties. But how it finally ends up, I really couldn't tell you, honestly.
Well, I guess the question I have more is, I mean, did the county do anything after you guys got these letters from the funeral homes?
We did not take any action with the letters. I know they were requested by the media. Once the media found out about them, there was a request. And so there may be an obligation for us to make a report to the state, maybe. I don't know. Allison is taking a look at that to see if we're obligated, but I think they're out there. I don't know if we need to send a report, but they're out there. And I don't know how all that turns out. I don't really know.
All right. We're talking to Wes Moreno. He's the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, hang on for just a second. Let's get a quick traffic report from Candy.
Not showing any problems on the road. Looks like I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. 98 not showing any delays either. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Wes Moreno. One of the things that you guys are going to be working on today at the County Commission meeting, I think this is a big news item because you're going to start talking about how to dispose of the various parcels of property that we rather affectionately call the Midtown Commerce Park. This is the old Escambia Wood Treating Facility, I think, is at the on the east side of Palafox, but it also includes the Triangle parcel at on Palafox to the west side. It also includes the old strip mall that was out in front of where the new jail is and a couple of other pieces of property around. This is a kind of a big, complicated, involved project. What are you guys actually looking to do today?
So what we're asking the board to do today is just authorize staff to begin this process of, in some cases, negotiating with businesses that currently exist around the Commerce Park. And some our sponsors will take proposals, and some will be direct negotiations. So what does this been in the works for quite some time? We have some outer parcels around the Midtown Commerce Park that really aren't beneficial to anybody but adjacent property owners. And so we want to, and they've been requesting us, asking us to start this process. And a lot of it stems from they want to be able to, in some cases, expand their businesses, and in some cases, secure their businesses. You know, there's a lot of homeless population there around that area, and there's been some problems with that population, so that some of them are just wanting to be able to secure their area, businesses, make them a little more safe, a little more secure, and so we're going to ask the board to let us start this initiative this morning.
Very good. Well, we'll look forward to that. I mean, this has been a long time coming. You know, obviously, part of that stems from the new jail. Part of that stems from a long time prior to the new jail. And I know, you know, Commissioner District 3, Lumen May, is going to have quite a bit to say about this. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about is, and it just kind of, I noticed it when I was looking at the various like plat approvals that you guys are considering. And, you know, there are a bunch of them today. I think there's four of them. Three of them are residential, and, you know, you're throwing some, going to throw some homes over on Muldoon, throw some homes over off of Mobile Highway, throw some homes over off of Highway 95A. But the one that caught my attention is that right there on I-10 at Pine Forest on the northwest corner, if you come off the off-ramp going west towards Pine Forest, you see a forest there. This is being permitted potentially for a thing called Ransley Station, which is a 12-lot commercial subdivision. Do you know what they're trying to do at that place?
I don't know everything they're trying to do at the place. I know there's been some discussion there in development services and with the board. I don't know all the business opportunities that are going to be there, but mixed with some housing. But I know it is a huge development, a pretty big development, and I anticipate a traffic signal going in there. It's an ingress egress there on Pine Forest Road, and it is a pretty big deal there.
Okay, yeah, because we're going to have the double diamond, diverging diamond interchange redesign over the next few years, and there's going to be an additional light there, you say, so which makes sense. I mean, if they're going to put something like that in there, which kind of actually something else I've been meaning to ask you about. I drive past the old soccer field complex. It's not soccer fields, but you know that huge lot of land east of 29 and west of Old Palafox there. And there's activity there for a couple of weeks at least now, clearing trees, and they've fenced it off more aggressively. I've heard it's a trucking facility, maybe of some kind, or a shipping. Do you know anything about that one either?
Not intimately, but I've heard the same, but not intimately, no.
Okay. All right. I was just curious because, you know, sometimes you know, obviously, and I thought I'd ask. Last thing is on the agenda for the day, you're going to talk about having a joint meeting with the city, which is, why don't we do this regularly? It seems like that ought to be an annual thing, but, you know, I know it's hard to arrange everybody's schedules, but it's. I'm glad to see it. It just seems like it should be more regular so we don't have the 8-hour agenda kind of thing.
Yeah, you're right. We've not had one since I've been in the role, but. Yeah, it's hard to round everybody up at the same time, honestly. You know, the council and the commission, And so this one, Mayor Reeves has requested this one to talk about homelessness. And that we'll have some guest speakers coming in from Washington that he's bringing in.
Okay.
And so we're going to have the joint meeting there May the 9th, and then on May the 10th, there'll be some roundtable-type discussions, some Civicon-type discussions. So it'll be a big week for us. But, yeah, I don't disagree. I think it's a good idea for everybody to get together, the council and the board to get together, not that they're not familiar with how we're tracking or how they're tracking, but sometimes it's good to just share some ideas and give some input to each other.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you create the context in which you're having conversations, then conversations go better, you know, and they're a little bit more amicable, and you can bring stuff up. Hey, I said last thing, but there actually is one last thing. We're going to look at a $208,000 condition assessment for the Bay Center. Is that right? That, as a taxpayer, that feels like a lot to me for a facility that we all recognize has serious problems, which I guess is why we're doing the assessment. But is that right? And is that the appropriate price tag for something like this?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And the group is they're a top-notch group that's going to do this assessment. And, you know, the Southern Basketball Conference, they're ready to make some commitments there with the county. They've appreciated our partnership, and I think they would like to carry that on. But in order to do that, there's some things they would like to see at the Bay Center. There's some things we would like to see at the Bay Center. And so what we're trying to do is do a facility assessment, give us the best options, you know, what's going to give us the most bang for our buck, and bring in the most let us bring in more revenue there at the Bay Center. And so that's what that item is this morning.
All right. Well, you know, I hate to spend $208,000 to find out that we need to spend $4 million. But, you know, I guess that's how we know whether it's $2 million or $10 million or, you know, what the price tag is really going to be. Wes Moreno, he is the Escambia County Administrator, always joins us on Thursdays and helps us know what's going on in the county. Wes, thanks for all you do. Thanks for the time this morning. And, you know, I hope you can get to the bottom of whoever, not the county, was responsible for this ridiculous EAS test time. And I know it's not your fault, but I appreciate the work.
All right, Andrew. We'll see you next week.
All right, talk to you next week. 652 News Radio 92.3. I do want to be clear. The county didn't send this out, okay? Don't blame the county. It's not their fault. Somebody else's fault. I'm Andrew McKay.
With all the events and class reunions coming up, one of the sure things on the menu is weight loss. Tune in today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as one of the ProHealth team members will be the guest, and we'll be discussing how ProHealth Medical Weight Loss Program can help you get in shape for summer and beyond. Get ready to feel and look better with the ProHealth Medical Weight Loss Program on the Pensacola Expert Panel with guest ProHealth.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
It's the biggest party of the year. Unfiltered, off-kilter, and a little unhinged with PLT's Cabaret Off-Broadway. Saturday, May 6th, Cabaret's Playhouse theme transforms the theater and surrounding block into an indoor-outdoor entertainment complex, seamlessly fusing local art and celebration to showcase art as the life of the party. Come immerse yourself in the best of Pensacola's art scene. Get your tickets now before it sells out at the Pensacola Little Theater box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
National average for a gallon of gas, $3.68. Florida, $3.71. Oof. Wow. 370. We popped 370. Man. Mississippi, 316. And let's see. California is 490. And Navarre, east and west of the Walmart. No, excuse me. The east Walmart is 329. The west has 331, just a little bit more. 329, foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. 345 and proper at the Exxon. 334 at the Avalon and the Raceway right before Avalon and Milton. 333 at the Pea Ridge and Murphy. 339, several stations going through Pace. 328 on 9 Mile at the Walmart. 339. At the US 29 Murphy in front of the Walmart, and then coming in from the southwest side, 329 at the TNC on Navy. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. Candy has traffic on the fives.
And we're not showing any accidents. It looks like everything's running smoothly. All exits off I-10, I-110 reported as clear. No problems on 90 from Alabama and all the way back into Pace and Milton. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Oh, my God. People are so... This EAS thing, people are very worked
Dude,
up about this. It sucks getting a test at 345 in the morning. Oh, my goodness. And apparently there's more coming. Somebody sent me a list of the scheduled for May at, in the afternoon, June at 4:50 in the morning. Looks like we're going to get a whole bunch of 4:50 in the morning and 1:50 as we're going back and forth between those.
Do you ever remember getting these?
Because no,
I don't. And
not
I have
like
to
this.
Run, like, we have a weekly test. It's going to run a little later this morning.
Right.
I get the note for that. And it's, you know, usually between our times. I think it's, I'm the only person that knows how to do it, I think. So that's fine. But I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't remember ever getting these.
And
so
like,
I'm
you know,
a little alarmed because this is a new thing.
Yeah, and also because, you know, people are probably going to disable them or turn off the go to, you know, they're going to, and that that destroys the whole purpose of having them in the first place.
If I don't see your call, I mean, I don't answer.
Screen,
I don't,
right.
You know,
sure.
Right. But I have a do not disturb.
Right.
Like, I never check my phone, and this went off.
So this is actually, it causes a problem by doing the test. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Welcome to our world.
Yeah, right.
A tornado near Oklahoma City has killed at least two people. The McLean County Sheriff's Office there says search and rescue efforts continue and more victims could be found. Emergency officials say there's reports of injuries and people trapped in shelters. Elon Musk says Tesla will probably be launching full self-driving technology this year. He made that prediction on a conference call yesterday and says that the test version of their full self-driving software could be two steps forward, one step back, but says the trend is towards full self-driving. And the Supreme Court extending access to mifepristone through the end of the week. The court's decision indicating they want more time to study the case.
I thought it was interesting in the reports about this when the question of whether it'd be available or not goes, you know, states are stockpiling and people are stockpiling? Okay, all right, whatever. David, thanks so much for the update. All right, time for...
Future news.
When we tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right, will this HB 999 pass in the state of Florida?
Yes.
And will it ruin, have no effect, or improve college education quality in our rankings in, let's say, 10 years?
Ruin.
I think...
This is where you're taught to think for yourself. Who cares?
I'm concerned. I'm concerned. We are a number one now, and even though I agree with all the reasons for the bill... I'm concerned about what it's going to do to our education system. I am. Perdido, will it turn out we have or do not have beach access on the parcels, the first set of parcels?
I think so, yeah.
I actually think not at this point.
Oh.
It was the big blockbuster news from Commissioner Bragosh, and maybe it will be. And yet, as you heard Wes say, we're looking into it, and now it looks kind of iffy. So we'll see. We'll see. And finally, medical examiners, will these claims turn out to be meritorious or the problems? I have concerns also, but
you're
I want
to
hear from them.
To News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.